TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Pete Futek, college football news in the previous segment. We do have Cash Lovett.
Hate it.
Coming up in just about 30 minutes here. We'll get his picks for the week. But 1 hour to go on the show. We got, in case we missed it, coming up at 6:40. Obviously, once again, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Be safe out there, especially if you're celebrating Drinksgiving. I think I like Drinksgiving better than Blackout Wednesday. Blackout See? Wednesday, there's just, guys.
Now we're getting there.
I'm not trying to henpeck you here. Have fun, but be safe out there, right? There's no need to black out. I say this as a guy who mastered the art of blacking out in college. It never got me anywhere.
Because if it's always sunny, we used to always call it browning out in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember the whole bit? It's like, I'm not blacking out, I'm browning out.
Yeah.
So we used to do that. We'd always brown out. It's like, you get close. You're very close to blacking out. You remember just a little bit.
Yeah.
You browned out.
But the problem is, when you'd brown out, you'd never remember the good parts. I always only remember the bad parts of the dumb things I said or did. And then I would just be like, and then I have to walk out of my room and then see people and be like, hey, champ, did you guys get blackout drunk? Is there any chance you forgot what I said last night?
That sounds like you really did some scandalous things. Yeah, I was going to say. Anybody remember what happened last night?
So you can understand.
Before or after the
sober, nice.
Yeah.
Drunk, half the time nice. Half the time not nice. You really never knew which half it was going to be. And then blackout drunk, just the most outrageous. Like, you've seen, this is me with a filter, believe it or not.
Yeah, okay.
Remove all filters and think of the most outrageous thing I've said off the air. Multiply that by 10 and you're somewhere in the ballpark of what I would be like when I was out there.
Yeah.
It's not bragging, by the way. There is an element of shame that I feel for what an a-hole I was.
Katie asked you yesterday while you were gone. She's like, what kind of drunk are you? You know, and I think she was trying to get the vibe of everything. And I told her I'm a compliment drunk. I say really nice things. The really nice things I won't say when I'm sober is what I end up saying when I'm drunk. And I'm more of a happy drunk. And then I like to just listen to 90s music and get into it. But then she was like, well, what kind of drunk is Nick? And I was like, I feel like my version of any time we've ever been around each other while being intoxicated, you just seem like you just make more jokes is all. It comes down to being.
Yeah, I definitely, like
you're also one of the happier drunks.
Yes, I definitely am. Vanessa says, you're really happy. And then sometimes you get not happy. And so that's not great.
Is that based off of different alcohols that you're drinking? I told you I don't like to be wine drunk.
No,
it's not because I get mean all of a sudden, but there definitely are different drunks.
No, it's based off the fact that there were times in my life where I didn't deal with things emotionally.
Okay.
And so now, the older I've gotten, I am just now a happy drunk, right? But and if I feel myself get a little grumpy, I just kind of just get quiet. So, because I don't ever want to ruin somebody else's experience.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, there was a time where it was loud and outlandish and unnecessary and incredibly hilarious if you just weren't one somebody in my path, basically.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But if I detected that you were a problem, that was a real problem for everybody.
Can I bring up a photo online that I want to talk about for a second?
Yes.
So Brooke Pryor, you know, she covers the Steelers,
yeah,
right? She put out a mac and cheese with frosted flakes on it.
Okay, no, it's basically the same principle of like a...
Is this a thing now? Is this like, has this become
it's like
a thing?
The same principle
cheesy
like
potatoes.
Yeah, 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 with the crackers on top, right?
So we're just going for the crunch. Is that the idea?
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
I like Frosted Flakes, and I would think just about everything, and I think it's a good combo, but I've never heard of this combo before.
It would just, I mean, the weird thing is you don't have a spice, like a heat element to offset the sweet. Like, if you had, like, jalapenos in that mac and cheese.
Hot sauce in the cheese sauce.
That, see?
And the Frosted Flakes, then add the sweet and the crunchy to go with the spicy and the cheesy.
Yeah.
And I feel very much in on this, but, like, I've never heard of this.
I'm down to clown. Yeah, try this.
Yeah, like at what point in Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving the day that you actually go for the gusto? Like you try the experimental stuff, or is it too no risky, no bisky?
You kind of have to. So
you got to keep the staples there.
Yes. So like you don't try and get cute with was that
turkey?
Crap? Well, no,
you don't get cute with that.
You
really.
Can't. Well, you can get cute depending on how you smoke it.
You mess up the bird, and I feel like people get mad about.
Well, no, you just have to. That's not.
Oh, we got a main bird. Then we got like a trial bird in the corner.
Oh, we've definitely done it where like you got chicken. And you got like two chickens that you kind of go all out with.
Okay.
And then the main bird's traditionally done.
Okay.
I've done that before.
All right, sure.
But okay, here's a few things. William H. Macy just did a great bit on don't screw with stuffing. like people okay. trying to add, like, listen, I'm not necessarily a traditionalist because I'll add like cubed up bacon and cubed up ham in my stuffing. But like, if you want to add anything beyond that, get the hell out of here. Like, I just can't do it. That's something you can't get cute with. There's so many different ways you can get creative, though, with mac and cheese. I don't have a problem with it. But, like, certain things, like cranberry sauce.
I mean, I'd be delighted if somebody brought this. I'd be delighted if somebody brought this to the Thanksgiving dinner. I'd be like, wow, way to really go for it. Like, I like you stepping out. I want to try. I want to see what this is.
Well, and listen.
This is how we get new traditions. That's what I need. I want to come up with my own tradition that then I bring every Thanksgiving, I think.
If everyone tried to do something creative and new, it would stink. But if you every year, like, all right, this guy's going to do this one, and like just two different dishes were different, and everything else was
a couple new cracks at it. And then if it's a hit, it stays, and if not, it isn't.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Or even if it's like something new, like the jalapeno poppers, or like the shotgun shells that are jalapeno popper adjacent. Again, that's a new.
What are
thing.
The shotgun shells?
Oh, basically, it's
let's talk food.
Oh my gosh,
shotgun shells.
Gosh, now I'm going to screw this up. Oh, shotgun shells.
I'm getting a lot of ammo websites
food.
Here. I'm getting a lot of gun.
Yeah, go food.
Getting a lot of gun sites here.
All right, so they are ground beef, Italian sausage, cheese, an array of seasonings inside a, like a pasta.
Stuffed shells,
yeah. And then wrapped in bacon.
Oh, they look really good.
They're really good. Really, really good.
All right, just move. I'm still on Roger's Sporting Goods looking at the guns. I'm sorry.
Oh, fine. See? You're trying to be Cleveland Butch when you can only be Chicago Butch.
I'm only Chicago Butch.
Yeah. And that's fine, right? Because I'm Medina County Zesty.
Yeah.
And I'm Sports Talk Butch.
You're Medina County Zesty.
Very much, yeah.
I feel that way. I feel that way about you.
Around my neighbors, they're like, who's this guy drinking seltzers?
Look at you and your foo-foo Starbucks drink.
Is he wearing a tutu?
He comes all the way from the big city.
And then I get here and everybody's like, all right, don't look him in the eye. Don't corner Wilson. He'll lash out at you.
Yeah, meanwhile, me growing up and dipping while playing high school baseball and listening to country music, they're like, whoa. This guy is out here, and in Chicago I was.
They call him Insane Dwayne.
In Chicago I was. I might as well have been a hillbilly in Chicago.
Oh, Ryan Day needs this win. Just real quick. Just get the damn win, Ryan. Because if you do, it'll confirm that new Ryan Day is a thing.
I think we'll feel like idiots if they end up losing this game because we have not taken it with any sort of seriousness. Because that's how Ohio State has positioned this already in the season. Like, yep. It's how it is. I'm sorry. I don't know. Even though we fell for the banana in the tailpipe four straight years now, I don't know a single Ohio State fan that legitimately believes they're going to lose this game.
Yeah, and let them prove it to you. Like this is I want sicko Ryan Day to be real. I do, but he can win another national championship this year. If he loses to Michigan, it's all an act. Like the whole point of Sicko Ryan Day and buying into, you know, hey, championship standards now 83%. The whole point is that you go into Michigan and you beat Michigan. This is a team that you should win. And in rivalries, when you consistently don't win games that you should win, how many of the games that Michigan has won has Michigan been the team that should have won? One time?
Definitely not last year. They threw for 66 passing yards last year.
And certainly not the first two times they lost.
Yeah.
So, like, that to me is where you are. Like, if the whole thing was real, meaning you learned your why you lost to Michigan, you learned you weren't being 100% authentic and you were trying too hard, and that new Ryan Day is real, well, then you beat him on Saturday. But if you don't, all right, there's still something missing with Ryan Day in Columbus.
And that's going to be something that will haunt Ryan Day forever if that's the case. In an odd twist, if he won the title last year, and then if he flames out in this game to lose his fifth straight, while then also having just an absolute, let's say, absentee appearance in the playoffs, people would turn on Ryan Day very, very quickly in a way that for someone that just won a title should not have people turning on him.
Fair, but if he wins...
Well, then you'll think sicko Ryan
like,
Day, and you'll think that all of a sudden he figured it all out, and he's got the master key, and everything's unlocked. And in a weird twist, what if he wins this game and then flames out in the playoffs?
No, that would make sense, right? Because maybe you're just a good regular season team, which is something people have said. Like, this would be the year that if you just were one and done in the playoffs, or only got to the second round of the playoffs, or whatever. This would make sense because you can say, well, this was our reloading year and we beat Michigan and we got to the second round or the third round of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like that makes sense. Like, this is the kind of year where if things make sense, no one's going to complain because you just won the national championship last year.
I think the advantage for this year isn't really necessarily like sicko Ryan Day. I think it's the further and further that Michigan gets away from Harbaugh being there. I think the further and further away they get from what was winning them those games. I think Harbaugh had the secret sauce. Look at all these players that played at Michigan in the NFL that aren't doing anything. Like, I think Harbaugh really made a big difference there.
216-474-0092 is all the pressure on Ryan Day heading into the Michigan game. The QB Deadpool update. I might have a little feather in my cap coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Back on Afternoon Drive, in case we missed it, coming up in just about 20 minutes time here. Nick and JP back with you on Afternoon Drive. We're going to get Commissioner Jake Murren here in a moment for quarterback Deadpool. Usually we try and do this when Mac is in. Mac even worked less than I did this week. He had the full this part of the week off.
You would have liked it on on Monday. Mark Koch was telling us how he's going home for his he's going home for Thanksgiving and all these things, and I was like, hey, like, Mark Koch, missed opportunity. What are you doing? Like, they're giving Mac hosting shifts on Friday. Like, they're handing them out. Like, just go out there. You would have had your chance. This was your opportunity, and you're going to go do it. And go home and get some turkey. What's that about?
Did you say that on air?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Mac probably heard that.
The whole thing.
It's probably not okay.
Well, that's all right. You know, Mac, you get another opportunity here. This is your chance. Friday, I want to hear you with Anthony. And if this goes well, you get back in Keith Britton's good graces. You're off to the races, buddy.
I like calling it Midwest Nice because there's so much ope between Anthony Allant and Mac Robinson.
Is that what we're expecting on Friday?
Yeah. Like a lot. Oh, sorry. Didn't see you there.
Oops,
but with takes.
Didn't mean to step on that take.
No. Oh, that was a good one. Because they're both very nice. And opish, in a good way. Let's get to the quarterback Deadpool. And we bring in the commish. I forgot there wasn't an open. And we bring in the commish, Jake Murren. Jake, give us the update here.
Yeah, welcome you guys into week 14 of the Afternoon Drive quarterback Deadpool. Let's start with the guy who's not here, Mac Robinson. As you said, Nick, Mac's team is Lenora Sellers. He did look good against Coastal Carolina. South Carolina plays Clemson on Saturday. He has Fernando Mendoza and Ty Simpson. Both those guys continue to be in quarterback one conversations. He also has Darian Mensa, who is Darian Mensa. Do you guys think that Mac will be receiving the 70% vote that he's getting week after week? Is that justified here in this Deadpool competition?
Yes, because I think that's where current public sentiment is. I do think we're about to have a little shift here. I think he's still going to score a lot of points because I think Mendoza's in this year's draft, and I think he's going to be a high draft pick. But I think as a couple other quarterbacks establish themselves, I think it's going to be really interesting to see where this conversation goes, especially what happens with a guy like Dante Moore.
I'm curious on that, obviously. What was the final tally last week?
Yeah, Matt got 70% of the votes. JP, you got 24%. Nick at 6%. Nick back in last place.
Good Lord. It's a slaughtering.
I finally got out of the doghouse, so I like that.
I feel like every week you guys just flip second and third place in the vote.
And I don't even know why.
You know what it is, the Royals.
Once you got to Arch Manning love back in your life, that one really hurt you in an interesting way. But I've noticed the tide is starting to turn in that discussion.
Yeah, when Nate Tice, a guy who's been on a lot of the quarterback bandwagons, when Nate Tice on Football 301 said Arch Manning, if he were to declare, would be the number one pick in the 2026 NFL draft.
I saw that, and I think that's interesting. And he was getting a lot of praise from other college football scouts. You know, the scouting is real. The hats are very fake, but the scouting is real. All those guys out there were saying, oh, yeah, maybe he might be right here. But the idea is Arch Manning's not going to go out, unfortunately.
We'll see.
Unfortunately.
We'll see.
Do you guys think if we lived in a world where he does declare that he is quarterback one, like Nate Tice is saying?
Yeah, I do.
I think the Manning brand name is going to carry a lot of water.
The quarterbacks at the top of this list have just so disappointed in such a major way. I think there won't be enough people that will convince themselves that Mendoza has something to himself. But I do. I think the traits that he showed off initially will stay with him and would have stayed with him long enough. People want to take quarterbacks. That's a part of this discussion that's always fascinating, Jake. They want to draft quarterbacks. They're dying to find any reason to take these quarterbacks. They're hoping that they can find a reason to take these quarterbacks, but they have to actually be there. And in this instance, I mean, if you're Arch, you have to stay another season. You're not gonna go out this year.
Can I tell you the only way that I think Arch comes out? It's if
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The right Giants team gets the number one pick. If the New York Giants, if the Giants get the number one pick, I think the family trusts the Morrow family. There's the history with Eli there. I don't know that they feel the same about Kellen Moore in New Orleans. I certainly don't think they would allow Eli to go to the Jets or Titans. But I could understand if the Giants get the number one pick, I can absolutely understand if they go, you know what? We really like that situation, and maybe all of a sudden Jackson... Because here's the thing. I think the Giants would choose Jackson Dart. I think they would choose Arch Manning over Jackson Dart, too.
I don't think they would. I think they're still... It's too early to just give up on Jackson Dart.
No, I think it's less about giving up on it, and it's more who do you think has a chance to be a franchise quarterback, Arch Manning or Jackson Dart. I think
it's interesting.
Consensus would be...
It's interesting.
At which point your boy would do very well.
I don't know that that's a consensus. Listen, Jackson Dart has fallen off a little bit here in the past couple weeks, but I don't know that that's a consensus. If you were to ask people out there right now, who would you rather have as your starting quarterback, Jackson Dart, Arch Manning, Jackson Dart wins that poll.
Yeah, I think ask football people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? You think non-football people are,
in on Jackson Dart? I think the casual fan is a couple weeks behind. I think
I think Malik Nabers got injured. I think that offensive line is actually they've been a good part of the Giants, if we're being honest about it. But Malik Nabers got injured. I think a lot of the plans with Jackson Dart kind of went out the wayside. But
it's a lot of I thinks for passing up on a generational quarterback prospect.
I just think that's I think you're wrong on this one. I think you're very wrong.
This is going to age like fine wine. I think four weeks from now.
Are you going to give Arch Manning to have the chance to age like fine wine, or are you going to put him out of the draft this next year like you said you are going to?
I think if the Giants had the number one pick, I think Arch would seriously consider coming out.
Seriously consider?
Yeah, because there's a relationship there. The Mannings can go to the Maras and go, if Arch comes out, will you take him at one?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I think the start to Jackson Dart's career behind as many injuries as they've had and many things that have just prohibited this offense, the Scataboo injury, Malik Nabers, obviously, all these things, I think they're happy with Jackson Dart.
Are you letting Jackson Dart stop you from a potential
top five
quarterback?
I think you are. I think he's shown enough right now at this point that, yes, you do. I think you have to at least give this one more year to really seriously see what you have. You hire a coach with the idea that the coach gets to go ahead and see what they can do with Jackson Dart, but Jackson Dart's your future right now.
What if the coach wants Arch Manning instead of Jackson Dart?
Well, it depends. What type of coach is this? Well, what coach are we talking about? I was going to say, what coach are we talking about that gets to wield this much power and gets to be like, I choose Arch over Jackson Dart?
I would think it's any NFL head coach, because outside everyone except in Cleveland has power.
Because you get to hire these guys, you get to find out what they think about it. If their plan is I'm dumping Jackson Dart for Arch Manning, you can hit the eject button immediately. You don't have to hire him.
Yeah, because
which coach are you saying, all right, that I trust you enough that I'm going to see this thing through?
Don't forget, you're also going to get a first rounder for Jackson Dart and then some.
I think there's enough football guys that think you're off base on this one.
Let's go to our football guy cave. Jake, what else do we have, buddy?
Yeah, well, since we're on the topic of Arch Manning, Nick, your team, Arch Manning, Carson Beck, John Mateer, and Jaden Maiava. You said last week that your team was dead. Do you feel like it was resurrected after 1 week of play, or do you still feel pretty down on your team?
No, I think perceptionally it's dead. I still have not decided long term. Yeah, it's not the same thing as actually being dead.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, it's like brain dead, and then legally dead, yeah. And then actually dead.
Okay.
But no, I think we're fine. I have a decision to make on Carson Beck at some time. I just am not ready to make that decision on Carson Beck right now.
All right, no changes for Nick. That leads us to you, JP. You have Dante Moore, Cade Klubnik, Garrett Nussmeier, and Haynes King. That was your latest addition from last week.
Yes.
How do you feel about your team?
Bad week for Haynes King.
Haynes King and Bob Chesney Chevrolet.
That Emery Hunt endorsement.
We feel good about it. I'm not going to make a change for the fourth straight week is what you're asking.
Yeah, that was essentially what I was asking, because it's been a lot of turnover.
Trust me, I was searching around really quickly to see if there was somebody that I could make some sort of move for. I like to wheel and deal. Like Bob Chesney, I'm a wheeler and dealer. I like to go ahead and I like to make moves.
All right. So would you trade Haynes King for Arch Manning?
Are you offering me a trade? You want me to get back into Arch Manning business?
This is a hypothetical
thing. No, I'm especially not doing after the football guy comment. You kidding me? Now Arch Manning's dead to me.
By the way, I wasn't offering it. I never would make that trade. Haynes King is straight cheeks.
They're both
just not
they're
good.
Both cheeks, but in the world of
one's
who's going to
be the number one pick in a draft?
Who's
going to
get me? Who's going to get
guy's
me?
Haynes King.
No, no, no.
Haynes King.
No. For our purposes, for what we're talking about, for the 2026 NFL draft, they're both cheeks, because Arch is going to go to the 2027 draft. And so who's going to get me more points? Oh, that sixth round pick, Haynes King, is going to
net me Dylan Gabriel special.
Some sweet, sweet points.
Woo,
that might put me past Mack Robinson.
Oh, got old Bob Haney all fired up right there. Jake, strong stuff, Commissioner.
Thanks. That concludes week 14 of the Quarterback Deadpool.
All right. We are up against it, but let's go ahead and get to our guy, Cash. Love it.
Hate it. It's time to put it on the line with Cash Love It, sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
And now, Cash Love It. Hate it. On the fan hotline. Cash Love It.
I was waiting for the hate it.
And we stonewalled him.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, doing absolutely wonderful. Getting ready for a little bit of gluttony on this Thanksgiving coming up days.
Now, I know you've got a family, so... Is it fair to say we don't do Drinksgiving anymore?
No more Drinksgiving. We trying to run around with the 4-year-old just doesn't quite do it anymore.
But after they go to bed, maybe 6 or 7 belts. I'm just thinking aloud here, Cash.
Well, I mean, sometimes you can bust out the old blue ribbon and enjoy the games a little bit better once he goes to sleep.
You totally missed the 6-7 joke, but it's okay. Unlike Hunter, you're a check.
You're a joke.
No, look, the college football playoffs, they killed it. When you have them coming up doing 6-7, like it just automatically murders it.
Oh, come on. It's a good bit. It was
funny. I agree with you, Cash. There's decorum and a seriousness attached to this that they have to uphold.
Just I tried to do it with my daughter. She was like, no, already behind the times. So we went national television, and it had a nice little burial. And I'll wait for the next trend that pops up next week.
All right. The first train that we're going to be discussing today is Chiefs at Cowboys. What do we think about this game?
I think it's going to be exciting. And unfortunately, I wanted to give out the over, but we needed to bet that 2 days ago as it just keeps climbing. And the longer you wait, it's going to go a little bit higher. And like I said, we're going to go for a little bit of gluttony. Let's win people as much money as humanly possible. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to take the Cowboys on the money line for +145. Dak is humming on all cylinders with George Pickens. We've got CD Lamb. He can only have, I think, about 3 more drops for the season. But the Cowboys are going to get in the red zone a lot. And I found an interesting prop bet. I'm not telling anyone to take it, but those little things for Thanksgiving's feast, the Cowboys kicker Aubrey to have the most field goal yardage sitting at +190. So if you can go ahead and find that one, have a little bit of fun, and it brewed on the strongest leg in the NFL.
All right, Ohio State at Michigan, set us up for the game.
Well, personally, I think Ohio State should just lose it, go ahead and sit in 4-5 logistically. But by no means do I think that's going to happen, because Ryan Day cannot lose this game again. Everything looks like Carnell Tate's going to be playing, Jeremiah Smith, Julian Sayin's going to have the Heisman game that I've been looking for against an actual defense. I think Ohio State, with a little bit of snow, the passing game is actually going to be better, as that Michigan secondary is not going to be able to hold up with them. Their defensive leader, Ernest Hausman, is very questionable and probably a liability if he does go ahead and get on that field. We have absolutely zero worries of Ohio State laying this 10 points. Go ahead, do it. If you can lay a little bit more for plus money, feel free, as Ohio State dog walks Michigan, as they will not be able to run the ball.
We'd like that. Cash, Vanderbilt at Tennessee. Some are saying it's the biggest rivalry in the SEC because none of the other SEC rivalries are real. How do we feel about this game?
I don't know who the some are. I guess it might be above the Mason-Dixon line, as everybody in the SEC feels like they have the most important rivalry.
But they're inbred
in the South. Whoa, attacking me where it hurts.
Spot the lie, Cash. Where is inbreeding the most prominent in America? Is it above the Mason-Dixon line or below it?
He's got you there, Cash. He's got you there.
No, it's science.
He's got you there. No rebuttal.
I'm going to go across the seas over in England. You know, where we had all the royalty and keep the bloodline.
That wasn't the question, Cash.
You know,
but I appreciate the attempt at a punt.
And we were able to learn about diverting. You know,
we're above or below the Mason Dixon line, all across the sea.
I heard it's pretty big in like southern Greece.
There's got to be somewhere else. Did you snort, Cash?
Oh, I did a little bit. I was trying to think of something because.
So Vandy and Tennessee.
Arkansas only. You know, it's the Mason-Dixon line with Arkansas just kind of sitting right there.
I think I've been on that section of OnlyFans. All right. Vanderbilt and Tennessee, what you got?
We're going to be taking Tennessee -3. Go ahead and grab it before it gets a 3.5. Diego Pavia's mom will be sitting there and looking for maybe some of the inbreeding with Theo Vaughn. But
that's not even inbreeding, Cash. That's just a consensual relationship between two adults, okay?
I'm team Cash on this.
South, you don't know.
By the way, what's inbreeding most common in the world? Middle East and North Africa are your answers in the future. Do you ever get in this spot again? you tell them. You're like, hey, Jordan, okay? Egypt, Syria, Lebanon. These are the responses you need to have.
The problem is everyone's going to be like, why do you have a preset answer?
If you ever find yourself in a situation where someone's like, you're from the South, that's where inbreeding happens, These are your responses back. It's like, oh, you clearly haven't been in some parts of Central and South Asia, haven't you?
Well, I mean, I got to make sure I don't get the precursor of above or below the Mason-Dixon line, apparently.
So Alabama and Auburn.
Auburn's going to win the football game. All right, what do you got here? Come on, Cash.
Look, I said we're going to be gluttons, so we're going to go ahead. We're going to take Auburn on the money line. It's going to be in Jordan-Hare Stadium. Mm. Auburn's defense has been one of the best in the country all year long. Alabama's going to become one-dimensional and not be able to run, as they have it all year. Kendrick Falk is going to have an absolutely phenomenal game. We're looking at probably around 2 sacks with that defense. And ever since they got rid of the coach, old Hugh Freeze, Auburn has been different on offense. Take them on the money line, plus 185.
How about 49ers-Browns?
Believe it or not, we have picked them incorrectly on the Browns the last 4 weeks. We've picked them to win twice and lose twice. So let's go ahead and win a little bit more money. Browns on the money line. I was not a Shador hater. I just wanted to see something. And what I was able to see was Shador get 75% of his passing yards in 3 plays. I think we're going to get something like that again, as we have a couple of big plays. Quinshon Judkins, another touchdown or two this game, and the Browns defense being the difference maker. As I don't know if y'all saw the Monday Night Football game. Brock Purdy looks atrocious. He's going to crumble under pressure. Myles Garrett going for Defensive Player of the Year and the sack record. I think this is a game that gets him closer to those achievements.
Cash, great stuff, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
Thanks so much there.
Goodbye, Cash.
Cash, love it!
Hate it!
On the Fan Hotline there.
Put it on the line with Cash Lovett, sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
All right, don't get fired before Thanksgiving. Don't get fired before Thanksgiving.
Iraq, studies indicate 47 to 60% of marriages are inbreeding. It's a high number. It's a really high number.
Some would say any inbreeding is a high number.
That's what I thought, too, before 47 to 60%. I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, Lebanon, 12.8%, not that bad.
Call me woke.
That's a really high number.
Call me woke, but 1% seems a touch high
for me. I think Alabama seems pretty good in the hindsight right now. I'm like, those numbers aren't not that bad, all things considered.
Are you like
63% in Jordan?
You need to be like 63% a body man for inbreeding.
You need to just go around
providing statistics. I know it's really not that bad in the South, guys, in case we missed it.
It's just worse in other places.
On 92.3 The Fan.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.